today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Patrick, big news. Robert Plant has reunited...
with Led Zeppelin? That's incredible. When did this happen? Oh, man, I'm so excited. Do you think they'll record Led Zeppelin 5?
Patrick, hold on. Robert Plant reunited with Alison Krauss.
What? That's incredible. When did this happen? Oh, man, I'm so excited. Do you think they'll record Raising Sand 2?
Okay, Patrick, what are you drinking there today, tonight?
Oh, I actually have a, you know, speaking of Mike Snyder, I have a Wicked Weed Pernicious Ale.
Nice.
So down there from Wicked Weed, remember the time we were down there, Jim, years ago, and Mike Snyder walked out of Wicked Weed with a leather jacket. So he actually had bought so much beer, they gave him a free leather jacket.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
When you cross a certain threshold... you get a free gift. Take anything from our bonus store. He picked a leather jacket. It was great.
I think, you know, some people aspire to, like, you know, eventually be such good customers that they get into, like, the, you know, the airline, like, lounge or, right. You know, get upgraded to, like, a nice hotel room or what have you. For him, get the leather jacket. Buy enough beer to get the leather jacket.
Yeah. Give me the brewery leather jacket. That's right. Right. That's amazing. Yeah. And what a great brewery it is, and I'm enjoying this beer very much.
Well, so here's the thing. You ever go to the supermarket or the beer store or what have you, and you ever get one of those, like, variety packs that breweries put out? You know, where
sure.
You get, like, right. So I do that every once in a while because it's a great way to try some different stuff and
you get, like, three of each.
Yeah
it's
exactly.
Great. Yeah.
So I got a Dogfish Head variety pack here.
Oh, nice.
And this one that I have right here is... Blue Hen Pilsner, right?
Haven't seen it.
And it's good. It's good. But there is something about a craft brew Pilsner, right? That's sort of like, is it really worth whatever extra you're going to pay than to just get a normal domestic, beer? You know what I'm saying, right?
That's a good point.
There's only so much you can do with a Pilsner variety, I think. But this is, this is good. This is good, Dogfish Head. Don't get me wrong. But it reminds me. Have you ever seen the show Brooklyn Nine-Nine
with Andy Samberg? Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's very funny, and one of the things that makes the show so funny is they have these like a whole cast of, like, recurring characters, and this one guy is Amy Santiago's like ex boyfriend, and part of the joke of his character, he's like such like a, you know, sort of a nerdy guy or whatever. Geeky, ridiculous person, and one of the things he's really into is Pilsners. Like, he's like an ex. He's not really into craft beer. I think he's, like, really into Pilsners.
Pilsners.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's great.
I always enjoyed that. Okay. So anyway, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick
Foster. We are going to talk about music now. We're doing our October new music picks. You had two picks, or three, really, with the cover song yesterday.
I was blessed.
I got a couple picks here today. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you who this is right now because I want you to experience the same way I did. I just discovered this song earlier today as we are recording this. And it came, and it came up in my, Spotify does this thing called Release Radar, which basically just feeds you, like, new songs based on your interests, you know? And I had that on. And I heard this song and I was like, wow, that song's really good. I wonder who that is. And then I looked it up and I found out who it was. And it was a great experience. So anyway, just hear the song first.
God damn, I got a rush coming over me. Silver tongue, wanna stick it to a battery. God damn, I got a rush coming over me. Crashing to the sun, yeah, make you make believe. Mother nature made me hunger, I'm addicted to it. Give me madness, I'm electrocuted. I'm not one to sit and wonder. Hear it coming back to take me under. Mother nature made me hunger, I'm addicted to it. Give me comfort, give me madness, I'm electrocuted. I'm not one to sit and wonder. Hear it coming back to take me under. Got the rush coming over me. Super time, I'm sticking to
Okay, so that song is by my kid brother.
Okay.
Who has been on our show 2 years ago, played in the Greg.
Wow.
Played in the the Greg backyard, right? The tiki hut and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
I know. So it's so funny. They're friends of the show, and I heard the song not knowing who it was, but it immediately, you know, piqued my interest. I'm like, that's a really good song. I love that.
That's and then amazing.
I come to learn it's my kid brother. So how cool
Holy
is that?
Shit.
Yeah. So it's funny. The song is called Make You Make Believe.
Right.
And it's just came out a few days ago as we're recording this. It was, you know, late October. And I reached out to Sam, the drummer, and I said, what's the deal? Is there a full album coming out or what? And he goes, yes, there is. We just don't know when yet. So we'll see.
Oh, nice. Right. All right. Cool. Cool.
And they are on Fearless Records.
All right.
So there you go.
Fantastic.
Check it out.
My
kid
brother.
Well,
it's great that they have new music out. Yeah. Totally great, Jim. And such nice people. You know, it's great to talk to them. That was such a fun night. That was the first night we met Bill Mulligan. I'll never forget it. You know, play all the sounds of Cupid's arrows right here. It was amazing. But I love that. Yeah. I mean, gosh, there's a lot to digest right there. I didn't know what that was. So.
Well, that's a funny thing, too. And I was just going to say, speaking of the song itself, the thing I love about it is not just that kind of, I mean, it's got great hooks. It's got this kind of explosive nature that I really like about it. But it also just like seems really packed with a lot of stuff in there, right?
That
you really want to listen to again and again and get all the little pieces. Like, it feels like a step up for them from what we heard them play before. So I'm very excited about it.
Totally. And kind of seems like a little bit of a crystallization of some of the things you heard while they were playing.
Yeah.
So, well said. Yep.
Other nice thing, too, is the keyboardist, her name is Piano Whitman.
Yeah,
Of course. It seems like her vocals are a little bit more front and center in the mix there, too, along with Christian.
Yeah.
So it's really nice. Yeah. So
Really nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. My kid brother, Make You Make Believe. Now,
great pit, Jim.
Okay, now I'm going to have us get us reacquainted with some other old favorites, not friends of the show. I mean, not yet, maybe at some point. But but this is a collaboration that I think a lot of people have been waiting a long time to happen again. And it's Robert Plant and Alison Krauss have a new album coming out. Of course, you remember many years ago, they had this album called Raising Sand that not only was a bit of a hit record and a critic's darling and everything, but it was also really damn good. And and I think everybody was just surprised by how well their styles just blended together and how natural it all seemed. Right. So now, like I said, many years later, they're about to come out with a follow-up to that called Raising the Roof. And this is a single that has been released, and it's an original song. Most of the song is like obscure covers. That's what they sort of, you know, trade in. But this one's an original song called High and Lonesome.
Take me down to the river. Lift me high upon the flood. And there will be no turning back. And I must find my love, I must find my love, I must find my love. Well, now meet me in the bottom with the serpents and the vine. And I must shout out loud, will she still be mine? Will she still be mine? Will she still be mine? I shall not rest upon the highway. I will not tire nor despair. I shall conspire. I will be there. I'll make a deal. I'll dance in hell. I'll sing out loud and loud again. Wild woods with the lion and the dove.
great stuff, man.
Yeah, how about that? Now, you don't hear much Alison Krauss in that song, at least not the section we played. Doesn't it just have a great groove to it? Doesn't it just feel
what
Plant does really well?
Yeah, it's part of, I think, how Robert Plant took over Led Zeppelin 4, man. There was some of that weird folk music, that, you know, that mountain music and all that. And, you know, I'll say this, one of the best things I've done in my life, and there haven't been that many, but I did buy my wife, who's a huge Robert Plant fan, tickets to the first Raising Sand tour with Alison Krauss and Robert Plant. And we saw them at Meriwether Post, and it was amazing. I mean, I spent more than I had, you know, to sit in the 15th row or whatever it was. And it was great. It was really, really good. And that sounded fantastic. I did not even know they had a new, you know, record together. So I have a birthday present from my wife.
There you go.
You know, like in 5 minutes. Yeah. It's not her birthday, but I'll give it to her anyways.
there you go. Yeah. I think, let's see, the album comes out sometime this month in November.
Great.
Here you go. November 19th, yep, on Warner.
I will buy the tickets.
That Raising Sand, that was 2007. So it's been
a long time. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Long time ago. Yep.
Yeah. But I think, you know, they just really fit together really well. They're I said, you didn't hear so much on that clip, but their voices just blend really nicely, and they seem to have just a real chemistry together, right? So, yeah, it's great stuff.
Yeah, I think it's the same kind of folk tradition. You know,
yeah,
they both trade in that same kind of folk tradition, and Plant with the, you know, the stories of the Celtic mountains and all that, and Alison Krauss with the mountains where she grew up. I think it's very similar, and both have that beautiful blonde hair. Yeah,
so. There's that too. Yes,
it's great.
Okay, so let's see here. Next week we will have the interns' picks and listener picks. All right,
that's gonna be good.
Yep, yeah, it's always good.
I always look forward to it. Yep.
Yep. All right, I have a weird cover to close out with here. The cover, the singer who is performing the cover is Phoebe Bridgers, who we all know and love.
Mm. Yep.
The song is from a Netflix special that came out a few months ago by this guy named Bo Burnham, and it kind of made big waves at the time. I think it was called Inside, but he's a stand-up comic actor, but his comedy involves a lot of music. He writes a lot of original songs, and, you know, like any comedian who does, you know, music, they're obviously sort of jokey songs, although his are not quite like as cringy as you might expect in that vein, right? They're smarter, yep, I think, than a lot of that stuff. And the special has a lot of that, a lot of his performing songs in these sort of like music video styles. And I will just say, I enjoyed it enough, but not nearly as much as my 17-year-old son did. So I think it speaks to a different kind of sense of humor maybe than I have. You know what I mean?
There,
right?
You go.
Yeah. So that's fine. Works for me. But anyway, I was going to say, I mean, the songs are obviously smart enough that Phoebe Bridgers covered one of them. So here you go. We'll close out with that. She does this song, this Bo Burnham song called That Funny Feeling, and that will be our play out song tonight. All right. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you all later.
Stunning 8K resolution meditation app. In honor of the revolution, it's half off at the Gap. Deadpool self-awareness, loving parents, harmless fun. The backlash to the backlash to the thing that's just begun. There it is again, that funny feeling, that funny. Funny feeling. General's pop-up shop, Robert Iger's face, discounted T-Agit prop, bugles take on race, female Colonel Sanders, easy answer, Civil War, the whole world at your fingertips, the ocean.
I can't really play the guitar very well, or sing, so, you know, apologies.